It's Wednesday, January 22nd. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Glenn Greenwald is threatened with prison in Brazil. You'll never guess who had his phone hacked by the Saudis. It's not Glenn. Also, Democrats in Congress warn that U.S. intelligence is totally compromised.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Defenders of democracy around the world express solidarity with the journalist Glenn Greenwald. Solidarity and grave concern. Greenwald co-founded The Intercept and exposed illegal spying programs with Edward Snowden. Lately, he has revealed corruption by Brazil's fascist president, Jair Bolsonaro. Yesterday, it emerged that Greenwald is facing prosecution and prison time for his work. Greenwald is a U.S. citizen. He lives in Rio de Janeiro with his husband, David Miranda, a socialist elected official. They have two children and many rescue dogs. Bolsonaro is having Greenwald charged on a very shaky case involving, quote, cyber crimes. The Brazilian fascist is a friend of, you guessed it, Donald Trump. Upon learning of the news, just about every decent journalist in America agreed with Greenwald that the threat is transparently political and designed to silence further reporting on Bolsonaro's corruption. In a defiant statement, Greenwald gave credit to his Brazilian colleagues and their sacrifices. He said, quote, I feel an obligation to continue their noble work, unquote. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos had a crappy week. Who knew that becoming a planet-conquering corporate overlord could be so stressful? And not just for Bezos, sadly. First, Bezos lost out on a big investment bid in India. Then yesterday, The Guardian reported that Bezos' phone had been hacked. A business acquaintance sent him a message with a virus hidden in a video file. The next thing he knew, someone had stolen all the data on his phone. So who hacked Jeff Bezos? None other than Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, known as MBS or Moobs. Moobs and Jeff, you know, they chat. But here's the problem. If Jeff Bezos can't keep his screen from exploding with dirty pop-ups, what about you and me? Moobs apparently spent a lot of time on WhatsApp. He also liked to chat with Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, meaning the whole Trump family was probably hacked too. Don? Hacked. Junior? Hacked. Ivanka? Eric? Melania? So hacked. Still in one piece, though. For now. The Saudi embassy said the story was, quote, absurd, and the Saudis are demanding an investigation. And why not? The 9/11 commission worked out just fine for the Saudi royal family.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Trump's Senate impeachment trial got going, kind of. Some said the word trial was an overstatement. The majority Republicans are effectively denying evidence and testimony from being considered. Some of the biggest news came from outside the proceedings. It emerged that Democrats had thought about letting Republicans seek testimony from Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and in exchange, Democrats would be able to grill former Trump advisor John Bolton. But it didn't happen. Lucky for Joe. House impeachment managers said again that some U.S. spy agencies had stopped cooperating with Congress, which is frankly disturbing. Representative Adam Schiff said that intelligence agencies were covering for Trump, quote, on the instruction of others, unquote. Others like who? Out with it, Adam. Over on C-SPAN, caller after caller accused Republican senators of breaking their oaths of office. But hey, why stop now? Fox News, meanwhile, ran a long list of Trump's so-called accomplishments. No doubt about it, Trump will go down in history for his amazing deals. The president did catch a small break. A Yale psychologist, who previously warned that Trump was an out-of-control psychopath, weighed in on impeachment with an article in a law magazine. Dr. Brandy Lee argued that Trump should not stand trial because he is mentally unfit. I mean, obviously. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
He'll be here all week, folks. It was reported that Hillary Clinton said Bernie Sanders was a bad politician whom, quote, nobody likes, unquote. Clinton went off on Sanders in a documentary that will run at the Sundance Film Festival this week. In response, Sanders told reporters he was busy impeaching Trump. Then Sanders added, quote, my wife likes me, unquote. Clinton, who lost to Trump in 2016, you might recall, had to have the last word. She said, quote, I thought everyone wanted my authentic, unvarnished views, unquote. Yes, we do. But is that your public position or your private position? Public health agencies are warning about a new respiratory virus that sickened more than 400 people in China and then spread to Taiwan, Japan, Thailand, and South Korea. The first confirmed case in the U.S. was reported yesterday in Seattle. The World Health Organization will hold a meeting today about whether to declare a health emergency. So wash your hands, you filthy animals. the newspaper most responsible for bringing Jeffrey Epstein to justice before his untimely demise, just closed a printing press. Miami Herald reporter Julie Brown built a case against Epstein so strong that the government was forced to bring new charges against the career sex trafficker. But now the paper that gave his victims any hope of justice is making big cuts. Investigative reporters at the Herald took to Twitter and urged others to organize labor unions in their workplaces. And not just the dorks in lanyards, also the people in the back with the dirty hands, you hear? That goes for everyone. Yeah, you.
Quicker. Quickie.
And that's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at noon or later wherever your podcasts are found.